In a shocking twist that left fans of the beloved VeggieTales series gasping for breath, Zakaria the Zucchini, a prominent member of the Quirky Vegetable Ensemble, has been unceremoniously plucked from the spotlight. The news of his abrupt departure has sent ripples through the Veggieverse, leaving tomato heads and carrot tops alike puzzled and perturbed. The co-founder of Big Idea Entertainment, Phil Vischer, known for his own unique brand of eccentricity, has remained tight-lipped about the true reasons behind Zakaria's dismissal. Is it a case of creative differences, where Zakaria simply couldn't find his rhythm among the singing tomatoes and dancing cucumbers? Or could there be a juicier story lurking behind the scenes? Whispers in the grapevine, vegetable patch, have started to suggest a rather zesty allegation. Insider trading. Yes, you read that right. Apparently, Zakaria had been making some questionable transactions involving the stock market for root vegetables. Did he know something we didn't about the impending potato famine? Was he secretly betting against the rise of kale as the next superfood trend? The possibilities are as endless as the zucchini spiralizer recipes flooding the internet. While Phil Vischer has remained mum on the scandalous speculations, the rest of the VeggieTales crew seems to be carrying on with their tomato singing, pea-hopping adventures. Larry the Cucumber was seen consoling a distraught Bob the Tomato, while Madame Blueberry tried to keep her blues at bay by indulging in some retail therapy at the local farmer's market. As the VeggieTales universe continues to peel back its layers, one can't help but wonder, did Zakaria the Zucchini succumb to the temptation of easy profits? Or is this just another case of a vegetable caught in the crosshairs of a dramatic salad dressing dispute? Only time, and perhaps a few more episodes, will reveal the true nature of this leafy mystery. Until then, dear readers, stay tuned and keep your eyes peeled for any more unexpected twists in this garden of intrigue.